Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely magnificent Monday, March 2nd, 2026 edition. 1/6 of our year, this midterm election year, 1/6 of it is over. January and February are gone. Tigers are playing Grapefruit League baseball down in Florida. One of the things that you have to understand, this year is going to go by very, very, very quickly. Some prophets on social media are claiming that China and Russia are going to get involved in this military strikes that are happening against Iran. Why? Why are they saying this? Because primarily Iran was providing both China and supplementing Russia in their fueling of the war against Ukraine. Iran, China, and Russia are all working against the rest of the world. The axis of evil, well, now we are starting to see and believe and see with our own eyes, it is now China, Russia, and Iran. The other people in the Middle East and Europe, they're all siding with President Trump and Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. They did not come out and condemn. As a matter of fact, to our shock and amazement, Great Britain, France, and other European Union members said that they may be willing to help in this effort to end this once and for all. Last night, yesterday morning, they, even on 60 Minutes last night, which I very rarely watch, but I did because I was waiting for the marshals to come on and wanted to see basically what 60 Minutes was talking about, they interviewed the son of the Shah of Iran, who left Iran and basically handed it over to the Ayatollahs. Khomeini is dead. It was absolutely amazing, the intelligence that they had on him and 40 of his top advisors. Backing the bus up a little bit, Khomeini was absolutely freaking out over his safety. Went into a bunker type of building that was being absolutely surrounded by residential homes, buildings, industry that they thought they would be protected because there was so much collateral damage, that they were safe. Well, they threatened to close the Straits of Hormuz that was basically controls 20% of the oil of the world. And by shutting it down, was afraid of a strike, a retaliatory strike against them. So the Khomeini was at this bunker location. And what they didn't realize is that our satellites, intelligence, boots on the ground, basically spies that knew about that building, knew about him being there. All of a sudden, he puts out a call. Well, we made it through morning, so we need to get together and we need to strategize. Calling 40 of his top trusted leaders to come and meet with him in person. They get in their cars and they drove to this location. Right then and there, Pete Hegseth, the president, the generals of Israel's Air Force, collaborating together, knew immediately that this was it. This is where he is, and we've got 40 of his top lieutenants, if you will, there with him. And they hit it. The call was made. The GPS coordinates were put in to the exact location of those buildings where they were at. Did you see the strike? They hit those buildings not with a bunker buster type huge ornament, military device. Can't even say the word. I'm so absolutely amazed as to what happened. They took those buildings out, collapsed them upon themselves, blew them up, smoke blew up, billowed up into the sky, and guess what? The surrounding houses and the surrounding buildings didn't even get touched. Are you kidding me? This technology is so amazing that they literally dropped the bombs right on their heads, and not one neighbor was impacted. Oh yeah, they might have had some smoke in the air for a little bit, but guess what? Their buildings weren't hit. Those people didn't die. The leader is dead. All of his top lieutenants killed. And guess what? The people of Iran celebrated when they heard the news. They're out in their streets in Iran holding Iran's flags and America's flags and Israel flags. Israel flags actually seen next to a United States American flag next to an Iran flag. Celebrating, dancing in the streets. I saw a few of the videos from those celebrations. I saw people wearing T-shirts with American flags on them. I was shocked, amazed. And this is going to be a time in history that will be in the history books forever. And the mistake that Iran made was thinking that if they hit our allies in the Middle East, they shut down the Straits of Hormuz, and they shut down oil being transported, 20% of the world's supply. The price of oil going up, the price of gasoline going up. Our allies, where we have military bases in the Middle East, getting hit, that Donald Trump would say, whoa, we got to stop this. We can't allow our allies and our military bases to get hit in the Middle East. We cannot let the price of gasoline go up because the Democrats are using affordability against me and the Republicans for this year's election. If gas goes back up to $4, $5 a gallon, Republicans lose in November. So you know what? I'm going to shut this thing down. Nope. Not going to happen. As a matter of fact, they're going to go after the remaining few ballistic missile silos that Iran has the capability of sending those missiles up into the sky. They're taking them out. One of Israel's general was on Fox News yesterday afternoon speaking to the people of Israel, saying, be safe, listen to what you're told. When they tell you to go into the shelters, the bomb shelters, do it, because we're not stopping. This is just the second day of this Epic Fury campaign, and we're not stopping. We are going to increase the bombing of Iran. We are going to continue to track those that are faithful to the regime, and we're going to kill them. We're going to take them out. We are going to absolutely eliminate their military. We are going to do everything in our power to stop and take out this regime once and for all. The Shah of Iran's son, who's been in the United States for almost 50 years, is leading the transition team. They've been working behind the scenes for years, knowing this day was going to come. Sometime, somehow, with the right president of the United States, with Bibi Netanyahu controlling Israel's military, there will come a point in time where this is going to happen. And when it happens, we got to be prepared to take over, step in immediately, keep the country running. They've been working on this, folks, for a long time. And because of Donald Trump getting elected on November 5th, 2024, and all the things that he's done, the first year in office, and all the things they did to give Iran's regime the opportunity to enter into a settlement agreement that was acceptable to Trump and Israel, they didn't do it. But now they're paying the price, and God willing, it will be over soon. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Perry Johnson, running for governor of Michigan. A businessman named Donald Trump got sick of politics and decided to run himself. I agree with him. My background is statistics, audits, perfection. I helped fix the automobile industry in Detroit, then my management techniques spread to 67 countries around the world. Day one, I'll audit every penny our state spends. That will lead to Doge-like savings, and we'll eliminate the state income tax, putting almost $5,000 back into our average family's pocket every year. 4-7-4-7. I'll support ICE and our law enforcement. Support President Trump and remove these ridiculous woke rules like boys in girls' bathrooms. I'm Perry Johnson. I'm going to shake up the system and send you the savings. I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. And I'm in the process of downloading a AI script for a project that I'm working on. So, unfortunately, I'm not able to look at your text messages just yet. But after Missy is on with us in the next half hour from 10 to 10:30, I will look at your text messages and do the housekeeping at 10:35. One thing that you just heard was the one-minute commercial from Perry Johnson running for governor. I'm in the process of setting up either a half hour or possibly a full hour sit down having a cup of coffee with Perry Johnson in the studio. I'm going to hopefully have him on the show this Thursday. I'm going to be contacting his political consultant, working out the details, and basically letting you meet the man. Who is Perry Johnson? We've all seen the commercials already. They started running over the weekend during my Michigan State Spartans game against Indiana men's basketball on CBS. He ran like three or four of them throughout the game. Even had him on CBS last night during the Marshalls program. The premiere first episode came out last night, and Perry Johnson's commercials ran during it. This month of March, you're going to see a ton of Perry Johnson's commercials on almost every single show, Fox News, Fox Business, Newsmax. It doesn't matter. They're going to be airing everywhere. The goal of his campaign, which I'm going to talk to him about on Thursday, is not only who he is as a man, where was he born, where did he go to school, where was his childhood home, how wealthy was his parents? What was his upbringing? Where did he go to college? If he did go to college, or was he self-taught? We're going to have everything. Meet Perry Johnson, the man. But also, why is he spending over $10 million this month of March on TV ads when April 21st is the deadline to turn in signatures? Why is he doing it? Well, we're going to get into that conversation with him on Thursday, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it. Now, I've promised his political consultant that this would be an interview that they would want to share on their campaign website, email it to Republican voters in Michigan, and put it out there on their social media. Maybe even extract out a soundbite or two and turn it into a TV commercial. Because this type of candidate is what we need to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. A Trump-like businessman who's not in it for the money. I'm willing to bet, and I'm going to even ask him, do you even plan, Perry, if you get elected to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, are you even going to take the, what is it, $170,000 a year salary to be the governor? Are you going to donate it back to the state treasury or donate it to charity? This is the plan for this week. So mark your calendars. March 5th. I'm not sure if it's going to be 10 to 10:30 or 10 to 11 or 11 to 11:30 or 11 to noon. I'm not sure yet. But that's the goal. That's what I'm working on. Not going to be asking him about the Middle East. Not going to be asking him about what Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu are doing against Iran. I'm going to be laser focused on fixing the state of Michigan. And I'm going to be asking actually some pretty tough questions. Why did you choose to eliminate the income tax as opposed to eliminating property taxes? Which many of you in our unscientific poll said you would prefer they do. You would get a lot more benefit from eliminating property taxes than you would income tax. So, frankly, Perry, have you considered eliminating the property tax? You're talking about doing a forensic audit of every single bureaucratic agency and department at every single line of the budget and cutting it to justify the elimination of the state's income tax. But you're going to make us just like other states that you even say in your ad. Tennessee, Florida, Texas all have eliminated their income tax. So now we're competing against those states. Well, two of them have a much, much, much better climate than we do. That being Texas and Florida. Even Tennessee has a better climate than Michigan, weather-wise. So it's going to be a very good, in-depth interview, sit down with Perry Johnson. Again, I'm hoping to make this happen on Thursday, March 5th. That's the plan. That's what I'm working on. Missy, my Pure Health Solutions, the next half hour. I'll get to your text messages at 10:35. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today.